Work continues in Washington on a farm bill, possibly called a skinny farm bill. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of folks are calling it the skinny farm bill, but the fact is that, you know, the vast majority of the farm bill was not included yet. So we have, you know, the majority of the farm bill yet to get accomplished.
That's Rob LaRue. He's president of the National Farmers Union, and we talked about the one big beautiful bill. And the fact is, a lot of the farm bill language was brought into that one big beautiful bill, but not all of it was.
There's still provisions dealing with safety net programs, things that didn't actually cost money, for example, but are really important policy decisions. Those couldn't be attached to the one big beautiful bill that they call it. There are a lot of other provisions in conservation, in crop insurance, in rural development, in trade, etc., that can still be dealt with here.
And beyond that, there's also other provisions, other languages that need to be added and looked at.
There are the so-called orphan programs, those that if they don't pass a skinny farm bill or farm bill 2.0, they will no longer survive. And so there's a lot of work yet to be done. I think the big challenge right now is we're hearing the Ag Committee say that they need more resources to pull that off. I don't know where there's resources come from. And then the next question is, you know, how does the congressional calendar, which is already so tight, going to be able to get this across the finish line? We're going to be doing everything we can to make sure that we get a strong rest of the farm bill finished, but there's a lot of work to do.
There is a lot to get done before September 30th. With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.